Always on a Monday, we catch up with our chief steward, Mark Van Gestel, looking back at that racing for the weekend. Afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Good. I've got to ask you, as a steward watching the Cox Plate, when you sit there and look at Winx just do what she did on the turn, what sort of emotions do you experience?
Well, it was a remarkable performance. I guess you can, you know, I don't know a lot whether I've seen in my lifetime a horse that has been as emphatic as what she was in that race on Saturday. But obviously, I guess as a New South Welshman, short, it makes us proud to think she's come from this state and you know, doing this state proud.
She just, I was speechless the way she put a gap on him from the turn.
Yeah, well, I think you know, as the call said, as they got to the 600 metres, the race was on. It was only on for about three strides, and it was all over.
Absolutely amazing, isn't it? We're lucky to see a horse like that.
No doubt. Yep.
Now the first on Saturday, much to report from that?
Oh, just Chapelco. It did start favourite in the race. It was quite disappointing. Joe Prog and Tim Clark couldn't really offer too much by way of excuses other than just raced a bit keenly outside the lead and maybe not suited by the soft track conditions. But in the circumstances, we've asked the horse go back to trials before it races again, and Joe Prog indicated to us that he might consider removing the blinkers from the colt as well.
All right, I noticed the second the Tab Highway handicap, probably a lot of minor issues maybe?
Yeah, a lot of minor issues. Luna Duchess, we did speak to Connections in respect to its performance. It ran second, obviously, but it pulled up to and found to have some lameness, mildly lameness near foreleg, and it's just requiring a veterinary clearance before its next race start. It did have a bit of trouble in the early part of the straight, gaining clear running as well, so certainly had some excuses in the circumstances. Its effort was pretty good, beaten just on three quarters of a length.
With the Mark Van Gestel, our chief steward, looking back at Randwick from the weekend. The third there, the Sprint 1000, you didn't have to use too much ink there either, Mark?
No, it was pretty quite short. Second horse, Top Striker, did make contact with the winner near the 150, but was fairly inconsequential, and pretty quiet race for us, Sean.
All right, the fourth, was there much there?
I spoke to Tom Berry, Inspector King's officer, racing first up on Saturday. He just said, look, the horse, you know, was ridden out of sight of its comfort zone. It was much more forward than what they had anticipated. And he said that's the main reason why it didn't finish the race off. It's a more effective horse, you know, obviously up and distance, but particularly enjoys a stronger tempo where it can sort of get back and finish its race off. So that were the excuses they offered for it. Onerous, just on straightening, it was steady, been disappointed for a run to the outside of King's Officer. And its effort in the circumstances was pretty good. Race developed into a bit of a sprint home, and it was able to make up some ground on the winner. We did speak to the Connections of Suspense as well, just in respect to the tactics adopted on the horse. They notified before the race it was going to be ridden with cover, and we just confirmed the reasons as to why, particularly looking on paper, the race looked like it was going to be a slow run race, and that's how it developed. But Peter Snowden said that the horse just races keenly, and it was imperative that it got cover in Saturday's race, and that's the reason why they instructed to ride the horse that way. And as it worked out, you know, that the last 633.3, it was almost impossible for horses to finish off.
Right, now race five was very quiet, wasn't it? Nothing really to report?
No, nothing at all, Sean. Out of the sixth race, we did speak to Andrew Atkins regarding Vassal. It was quite disappointing, and he couldn't really offer much excuse for the horse. He said the tempo went on from about the 700 metres. It was left a little flat-footed, and although it was sort of hampered on the turn when Diamond Maid shifted out, it was still quite disappointing. And we'll follow up with the Waller Stable over the next few days as to how the horse has pulled up and where they go with it from after Saturday.
The seventh, is a little bit more happened in this?
A little bit there, Sean. Just in respect to no pushover, did it be steady making the home turn when it received interference from the inside, and as a consequence, probably just lost a bit of ground there. Nick Hayward, who rode circuit in the race, was reprimanded for that interference. Spoke to Tom Bear, Inspector Mimosa Beach. He just said that she was caught wide early, but then, particularly in the middle stages, the runner to his inside shotgun roulette shifted off and made contact with Mimosa Beach on a number of occasions. And Tom Berry said that, you know, she's quite a small mare, and as a consequence from that point, it just found it difficult to make ground after receiving that interference. So we did speak to Matt Dale. We were selling a poor recovery race post-race, and we'll just have the horse cleared by the vets before it comes back to the races again.
Now, the eighth, it looked like a lot of minor things again?
Yeah, probably the horses to report out of that, Sean. Dance of Heroes, it did race very keenly in the early and middle stages, and consequently, Roy Hutchings went to the lead about the 1,000 metres when he was caught wide and racing keenly. So probably some excuses for it, and Multifacets is another horse that it did race, you know, quite wide throughout the event and had no cover, so it also had some excuse.
And James Ennis Jr. got a little holiday on the last.
He did, yeah. Caused interference in that King Koo, shifted out about the 200-metre mark. His mount, Pierre, was inclined to get out, but we found that he didn't make too much effort to try and straighten his horse when it shifted. In those circumstances, he was out at starting next Thursday, the 27th, and he comes back on Wednesday, the 9th.
All right, terrific. Well, we appreciate your help as always, Mark. And as I said, we're all just in awe of Winks. And I said this, Gary, Chris, before, we're all sort of greedy and wanted to have another run. But you know, Chris Waller's going to do the right thing by him, won't he?
Yeah, well, that was evident when he, the Queen Elizabeth during the championships of this year, you know, she, the horse comes first. And it's a good asset to have.
Yeah, certainly is. Good to catch up with you, Mark. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Van Gessel, Chief Steward there.